Rashi in the Dalam Beis towards the bottom. Bein Lanoi Bein Lachamras Aser the Cholin Tirusi Yaseir So Amirin Masihu. So more about what was before that Rav says even Lachamras Aser Kriv the Tirusi Yaseir says Aser. B'kulu Seder Moyed Kol Ki Zuga Arbat Anyach. When you have these four together, Chulufi Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Machlifim Rabbi Yochanan Ma'al Rabbi Yochanan. Some put Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan instead. Nitvus, what does Nitvus mean? He's taken hold of literally. It means Nenesh al Averis Shabbi Yochanan. He's punished for the Averis that they did also. B'chol Adam Kuloi, B'chol Yisrael. The person who has the ability to affect all of B'chol Adam Kuloi here is referring to Klal Yisrael, not necessarily the whole, all of the nations of the world. K'gon Melech v'Nosi, these people like the king or the Nosi, Shef Shalom Limchus, he could be Moichah, Shirein Miponov v'Mekayim Devorov, because they will be impacted by what he says. So then he's given responsibility for, and he doesn't, so he's given punishment for all of their avarice. Zekanim is Sanhedrin. Rav Yehuda, Habika Yosef, Kameh, Shmuel. I think we're holding the Nehemet Aleph, the second line. Now, I bring the story. There is. I'm going to tell you something. I don't remember where I saw it. The more is going to flow from the sugya of Mechoa into the sugya of Techocha. But there is a shita which says, and it's brought down, I think, in Halacha, or it's in Hashkafa, that there's two different sugyas. There's one sugya of Techocha, which more is to talk about a case where the person is not going to listen, etc. There's a separate concept of making Mechoa, which indicates that even though the other person is not going to listen, but I shouldn't be perceived that I agree to what he's doing. In other words, you shouldn't give in some type implied endorsement but through my silence, and that's a separate issue. And I can't tell you more the details when it applies and it doesn't. So much like the Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Kamei the Shmuel, also Hay Itza Kotzavcha Kamei Bolahavi Mashkech Ba. Yehuda was there. This woman came to complain about a dinner or some type of issue which is was happening to her, some type of injustice which was happening to her, and Shmuel was not responding to her. Amar Leiser, Rabbi Yehuda said to his Rabbi, the Sabra Leimar, doesn't the Rabbi hold of the Pasuk of Oitim Ozno Mizakas Dal, Kamhu Yikra Velo Yane? He will not be responded to either by Hashem if he closes his ears from the complaint of the Ani. So Shmuel said back to Rav Yehuda Shina. Shina was the name that he used to refer to Rav Yehuda, which means like the sharp one. Reishach b'kreire, reisha the reishach b'chamimi. The person who's ahead on top of you will be judged with cold water. Nothing bad. But the one in charge of you. He's the one who's going to be in hot water. Why? Who is that? Hayosef Marukva, which is Abezin. Marukva was the Abezin. And both you and I, he's are subservient to him. And he's right here. So he's the one who has to respond. See, Beis David, Koyamar Hashem. So Beis David, Roshim says, which was they were the. The leaders, the melech, dina la berker mishpat. Your din will be in the berker. V'itzilu galzam yad oishek penteitzer ke'esh chamasiya bordo vein mechabeb neiroi malalehem. You should save the person who's galzam from the one who's being oishekim, one who's abusing them, because if you don't, my anger will be like an esh, and it will consume you, because of the fact that you're not responding. So Shmuel said, "It's not my I'm not the one who's responsible. My Ruka is the one who's responsible." Tosfos in Bava Basra The Gemara says over there that Yerim Beis, I think it is. Gemara says that there was one of the Amoroyim got sick, and they came. He was very, very ill, and they came to visit him, and he came back from the last moments because of some sluice. So they asked him, what had happened. He said that he was already ready, was by his judgment in Shemayim, and they sent them back for a reason. So he says, "What did you see when you were there?" He said, "Alam hafak reisi. I saw an upside down world." And so as it says, it brings that there's a Masara that it's referring to the fact that he saw in the Shemayim Rav Yehuda teaching the Shir and Rav Shmuel listening as a Talmud. And the reason why that happened is because in this situation, Rav Yehuda did what he was supposed to do by being Mechiyach. And Shmuel had not done what he was supposed to do. And Shmuel held that Maruka was right there. He was sitting right there, so he heard it. But Maruka, for whatever reason, didn't respond, so it should have been Shmuel's responsibility to respond, and he didn't. So Rehuda was given the schus to be the Rebbe, and Shmuel was going to be the Talmud. Only Rebbe Zeir, I'm not sure if it means forever, it means for a period of time, however things work over there. Rav Simon, you should give a musar to the Beirish Galusa. Again, Rav Simon was in a higher position, and you should point out they're doing something wrong. They had something they were doing wrong. Amalei lo mekabel mino, they're not going to listen to me. Amalei, so he said, Avogav deloy mekabli lechinomar. Even though they're not going to give them mekabel, you should still give them musar. So as it says, it's referring to it, there's still a possibility. But if you know for sure they're not going to listen, then we have a concept of Mutashi Yoshagan Mayim Mazidin. We had it with her in Bay and Daflamid. Even though in Bay and Daflamid we pointed out, Tessa points out over there, some which is Milsa, which is Siva Behedja Bakrua, then there's a Chiyiv to say it, even though the person not giving Makabah. And that was the same idea we had before, Bakrua, that's where I had it from. Okay. Something which is derbanan or is a deraisa, but it's only a remez. In that case over there was Tosefes Yom Kippurim, right? So that was not fairish on the pasuk. It was from a drasha, a teacher b'erev, erev at erev, whatever the drasha is. So that already, the women over there who were not, they were going up right up to the Yom Kippur, and he felt they weren't going to listen. So you don't say anything. But something which is fairish on the pasuk that you have to say even if they're not going to listen. Back upon them, whatever the issue was over here wasn't something of the sort. He says, even on the suffix, you should, as long as you don't know about it, they're not going to listen, you have to say something. How do I know that? Omer of Acha bar Rebbe Chanino, Ve'elam yotza mi t'tayba mi p'ya Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chazza bal d'roch, chutz mi d'ar v'zeh. The only time where Kodesh Baruch Hu promised something good and then retracted it was because of the fact that the person did not give t'chocha. So you see how important t'chocha is. In other words, I give the whole story. What exactly, where was that? Okay. Tichsiv. Vayomer Hashem Elov Avor Besech Yir Besech Yerushalayim V'Hizavisa Tav Al Mitzchus Anoshim HaNenochim V'HaNenochim Al Kol HaTzoyevois HaNasus Besecho. So that's the pasuk. Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu the Gavriel. Hashem says to Gavriel, "Leich go b'rishem al mitzchon shel tzadikim, tov shel deyoy, shel yishputu hen malachei chabala." So there was terrible tzoevos going on in Yerushalayim, and Yecheskel has this Mar Nevuah of the tzoevos which are going on in Yerushalayim, and part of the Nevuah, the Hashem is speaking to the Malach Gavriel and telling him to go. He's going to send. Hashem says he's going to send malachei chabala to destroy Yerushalayim. But before he does that, he tells the Malach Gabriel, go and put a tuf for the word tichya on the forehead, tuf made out of the yo, on the forehead of all of the people which are moaning and groaning about the tuevas. It bothers them. Or is it they're not agreeing to the tuevas. So that's what... Then Amru Midas Adin Lipnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin says, "Rabbanu Shalom, Manish Tano Elu Me Elu." I skipped. Dal mitzvah shav shoyim tov shal dam kedei she yishl tu behen malach hechibolo. And by the malach, by the shoyim, the tov stands for tamuz, and it's made out of dam, which is a simon of dying. So Amar Midas Adin Levei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shalom Eman Ishtan Noe Elam Eila. Why do these fellows get a tough of the yo? They should live. And these fellows get a tough of dam, and they shouldn't live. Amar Lo, the person says Midas Adin Halalu Tzadikim Gemurim Halalu Rishayim Gemurim. What's the difference? These are Tzadikim Gemurim. These are Rishayim Gemurim. It's fairly obvious. Amar the fun of Rebbeinu Shalom Hayu Biyadam Limchus Vlamichu. They're not Tzadikim Gemurim because they could have protested and they did not. Amar Lo, Rishon says back to the Midas Adin. Kalubi Yadu Lefonai. It's obvious to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shemichu Behem Lo Yikabel Mehem. They would not have listened. Amar the fun of. So the Midas Adin says back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you knew, but they did not know, and because of therefore in this their case of doubt, they should have said something. He tells the Malach HaKabbalah, go and destroy the Bachur, the Psula, the Taf and Oshim, everything. Valkolash ish asher olav hatov al tigashu. You should not go to the people who have the tov. Mikdashi tochelu. You start from the mikdashi. That means the makam. Pasha the pasha is saying that the starting point where the malachim would leave from is from the mikdash. It says they said about the Noshim's Kainim, which are by the bias. The son of Yerzeb will tikri mikdoshi el mekudoshoi. So it's, first it says al tikshu tigoshu, and then it says start with them. El mei adam shekaimu as a Torah kula mi alef atzov. They're called mekudoshoi because they fulfilled the whole Torah, but they're going to be punished because they weren't meichel. Umiyad, what happened? Vinei shisha noshim boyim miderach shara el yonoshim mipanot mifonet safaynot. It's lost in the pasuk. They're coming from the northern, the upper gate. Six men. This is part of his nevuah. Each klima potza b'yadah. Each one has his tools of destruction in his hands. So Gabriel was referred to as the Ish Labush Abadim. He has the quill. He's the one who's keeping track of who gets what. He's in the middle. They went to the Mizbech and Nechreshes. They started from there. Where it says, Gebalden about Mizbech Nechoshes, Mihaba, the Mizbech Nechoshes was Nignaz, the Mizbech and the Mikdash was not Nechoshes, it was made out of Avonim. Armelo Gadosh Baruch Hu, he's Haschilo Mimokim Shermim Shira Lefona. You start from the place where they say Shira. Rashi says Nechoshes is referring to the Kalim, Mizbech, where the clean Nechoshes were used to say the Shir. There was the people which were doing the proper thing, they were coming to say Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we're going to start. Mor says, Uman Ninu Shisha Nasim, who are these six men? Amar Chesto, they were Malach HaKabbalah, their names were Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Umashkis, Umashaber, Umachala. How, what pleasant names, right? They were the Malachi Chabot, Malachim of Destruction. Maishno Tov, what does the Tov represent? Amar Rav, Tov stands for Tichya, Tov stands for Tomus. Shmuel Amar, it says, the Tov stands for Tama Schusavis. Schusavis no longer exists, it's ended. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Tochen Schus Ovis. It was like a tefillah that let the Schus Ovis cause a chanina for them, a mercy for them. Mishloach Hashem Tov is Soif Chesem Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tov is the end of a Kodesh Baruch Hu seal. Damer Bechanina Chesem Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu is MS. So they say that this is an expression of the Baruch Hashem's emes to the Bria. Rishon Bar Nachmani Omer Elam and Adam Shekimu is a Torah Kula Mi'alef Yatzof. That's the Kappa Torah Mi'alef Yatzof, and that's why it says the letter Tov. And we're going to explore this Tamas Chus Obus concept. Let's see, Rashi. Anisha ni rabcha. I who am your the one who's above you, the head of you. Any nichva, I'm not going to be burnt. He's in charge of both of us. He will be in hot water. See, Beis David, like Onan Shal Mishpat, be other Lishpat. They, the punishment goes to Beis David because they're the ones who could have brought the Mishpat. Because we double Zeh Shemar B'Mikra, Zeh Shahotzi Dibur the Taiba, and they Onish Techocha Chosibay. Russian promised, and then changed his promise, and that's very rare. Vis-a-vis Tava Mitzvos Anoshim Hanen Nochim VaHanen Nochim Akol Tevos Shenasas B'Secha El Tzadikim, the people which are groaning and moaning, sighing and groaning about all the tuavas, it bothers them. Get it off. Prior to the sending of the Malachi Chabolah to the city, they got it off. So they don't go to the ones who have the top. The Sefer says, "Mikdashi tachel." You start from the Mikdashi, which is actually the Mikdashai. Shahayda the Mekatrek midas adin b'chazim in a type. Those people, even though they were tzaddikim gemurim, they were still called Mikdashai, holy ones. But the punishment of the lack of teichacha is so significant that they're going to be punished. It's just, you know, the concept of to absorb that is like, it's still not politically correct. You know, my rabbi one time said, you know, spoke about this. He said, gave a shmuz for the kerlo. So I woke up with you and said, you know, I haven't noticed that your lights are on, and maybe you want to turn off the lights in your car. He says, it's none of your business. What do you want to do? Who do you think you are? You think better than me? You're firmer than me? It's not, I can do whatever I want in my car. I mean, nobody would say that. Thank you very much. I haven't noticed that you're thrilling a little bit too low. Well, what do you think you're so firmer? What do you think is better than me? What do you, it's your business. Mind your own business. You know, you're finishing lesson horror. Like, what do you, who cares? What do you care? So next time I won't tell you the lights are on either. What do you care? Why do we say thank you when somebody points out that I shouldn't wear my battery, that I shouldn't burn a Gehenna? We say, oh, excuse, get out of here, leave me alone. You know, it's not logical. That's how we respond. That's how people don't want to get to Chacha, because people don't respond so pleasantly usually when you point it out. So there's a Sefer Kesser Rosh from the Chaim Balazs. Chaim Balazs says that the key of Techocha doesn't apply if you do not know how to give it. It's a mitzvah, like any mitzvah. You know, if you know how to put on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin. If you don't know how to give to Techocha, then don't give Techocha. I'm not sure nowadays anybody knows how to give Techocha. You know, they're done in a way where it will be effective and be responded to. You know, sometimes the right thing to do is to be strong, and the right thing to do is to be soft, sometimes the right thing to do is to be apologetic, and the right thing was to say it roundabout, to get the right approach. So, different is the Chazon. I think I mentioned the Chazonish. Chazonish talks about the status of the Tinnik, you know, the Tinnik Nishba Cheshbon. Says they only have a din of a mummer where they've been given Terchacha and they refuse the Terchacha. And nowadays, I'm not sure that anybody knows how to give the Bekrolls this piece in the Ruchayim B'Lashon, and therefore they haven't received Terchacha. Even if somebody's spoken to them, but wasn't done in a way which is supposed to be effective, so you can't give them a status of being a mummer because they have never received Terchacha yet. It doesn't mean you shouldn't care. I mean, at the same time, it means, you know, if I told you, you know, my tefillin, you know, I meant to point out that people's tefillin, their tefillin are too low. I remember the first time, you know, I was a shy bocher. Okay. I was, you know. I used to have this penchant, you know, for noticing people's tefillin, they're out of place, you know, they're too low. So remember, you know, I would be embarrassed to go over and point it out. I know how to adjust the tefillin. So. I remember, like, giving myself this pep talk. It happened a few times. You know, after 120 years, this person's going to go to Shemayim, and he's not going to have a kind tefillin for years and years and years, and Baruch HaLatollah for years and years and years. And all I can think about is how embarrassed I'm going to be talking to the person. Stop thinking about yourself for a minute and think about what the other person. What do you mean you're not going to go over to him? How can you not go over to him? It's not right. It's only fair to him that you should go over to him. And I went over to the. I remember the first time I went over to Baruch Hashem was responded very positively. Oh, thank you so much. So the first guy would have blown me out of the water. I never would have went over to him again. So the first guy was nice. So I did it once, did it twice. The next thing I know, it was like, you know. So the same thing would happen, like, you know, there was a mice once. You know, I don't know, in some yeshivas, it's like, you know, when somebody strange walks in, like, instead of everybody wanting to go and say, Shalom Aleichem, hello, everybody's very hesitant. You know, I think to myself, you know, like, why am I focusing on my feelings? Focus on the other person's feelings. You know, somebody, he's more uncomfortable than you are. You know, if we would just think about the other end, instead of focusing on ourselves, you would want to go over and do talk and approach, you know. And then it's hard to keep that focus. It's uncomfortable because people necessarily, you know. I mean, I've had people tell me, "Yeah, I used to have hair down to here." You know, I mean, okay, you know, okay. One person says, "This is my traveling tefillin. My tefillin home are fine." I said, "Okay, you know, I'm just happy to help. You know, whatever you know." I'm not going to force it down your throat. He says, would you like me to change your traveling tool also? It's okay. Norwich here. Yeah. There's a Maram in Rutenberg, which the Tosafot Yonta quotes. The makor for the halacha, interesting, that the tefillin is actually learned from a tzara. The difference between the makam sar and the makam or. The guy with the denim of the Goyim. So there's a Maram Rutenberg in Mesechta's Nagoyim where he points out that, you know, that if a person would have hair on its metzach, it would not have a lachem mokum sar, it's still called mokum or. The fact that there's hair there doesn't change its status. In other words, metzach is considered a mokum or, not a mokum sar. And the makor for tefillin learned out from the Goyim. So even if you grew hair over here, you still put tefillin up here and not over here. So, you know, the person's point was not a really relevant point, but I wasn't going to get involved pointing out this Maram in Rutenberg, explaining the whole sugya behind it to him. So I just sort of like, okay, so, he told me, I'll come back and I'll show you pictures. It was a guest in yeshiva. I'll come back and I'll show you pictures of where my hair is. You know, okay, you know. But, you know, and the deep down root of the mitzvah tefillah is caring about somebody else. Which, to the point that you can overcome your natural discomfort of doing it. I just tell you one other thing. You know, the Rambam learns the Pashat and the Pashat of Chetetet and Amisecha, and the Ramban of Chumash also learns, it doesn't mean tefillah. It means if you have, it says, It says, somebody else did something to you. Don't keep it in your heart and be upset at him. Discuss it with him. Discuss it with him and listen to him and what he has to say. Say what you have to say. Well, don't maintain a tain on the person. Don't have a chait on him. You know, that he... That's what Rambam teaches the Pshat in the Pasuk. And he brings... Chazal also say it means give mitzvah given to the Chacha. But the Pshat in the Pasuk is that. And the Ramban and Chumash also learns like that. And the Ibn Ezra also learns like that. But that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. That's very uncomfortable. People that don't like doing that. You know, if somebody does... You're upset at somebody or something. Like, you know, you're embarrassed to admit that you're upset a lot of times because, like, you know, it's such a, you know, sometimes it seems to be so insignificant, like, you know, what's your problem? And also the whole conversation usually is a fairly uncomfortable conversation. I had a few times where he did that to me. You know, come and say, well, you know, I'm upset at you about something. And we discussed it, and then he would never, and that was gone. He would never discuss it. And it was, he addressed it. I didn't give in, but I had a chance to explain my point. That's his point, and that was it. It was forgot. Like instead of keeping inside of himself and being upset about it, he got it out like he's supposed to, and then it was done. And it was. I remember I was very impressed with the fact that he was able to A, to express it, and B, to move on. The opposite of that is having something called beroigas. You heard beroigas?
In general, people of
Barugas. Yeah, you heard the phrase Barugas and Barugas with you? You know, my sugar told me in Shtetl, Barugas, the person Barugas means he never talked to you the rest of your life. That's what Barugas meant. You know, one time you didn't invite me to this, or you didn't do this, Barugas. It was like now there's Heter called Barugas. It's like, Mitzvah Shabbos Karet. Now I don't talk to you the rest of my life. Come Barugas with you. Okay. You know. That's called normal. Anyway, me having the bear the churches, we may yechesko v'lishlema gonzo v'asim is bechavonim. The bear the churches is gone. Shalom beizam made of bechavonim, which was much larger. It was 32 amas. Actually, the bias region was smaller than lamas beizama usually. There was chavches by sheni was lamas beiz. The sea kimis bechavon churches shalifnei Hashem. The bechavon churches, which was at that point in time, had been used by Mishkan. The Mishkan and by Mishkan Shiloh is cut and it's too small mehachil to hold all of the kabbonis. So and so is too small. Apostle avoid it's not proper for the use of avoda. Welcome sharmim shirim in a levim sharmim shir b'klina choishes. It's from the levim. That's where it starts. Tov is tamos the rishayim. Chasam shal kach brachos emes emsoyus laosius emes is. The middle one, Varishan Ba'achran. And Hashem Ani Rishon Bani Achron Banihu. So Emes represents the Rishon is the beginning, Rishon is the end, and Rishon is the middle. The basic concept of the of means Rishon is the Emes being reality as opposed to Sheker, which is not real. Rishon is reality, and nothing else is real. The real reality. Part of the expression of Rishon being reality is. That, and he's Rishon and he's Achron. He's there. He always was there. Always will. There. It doesn't mean he's real. And therefore, Anihu. That's represented by the idea of the Emes. That it's a total spread. El bnei Adam shekimu hatar kula hatov simin lahem shekimu hatar mi roish vetsayf. They went all the way to the end. Okay. So more. What's this Thomas Chusovas thing? MSI Thomas Chusabas. When did Chusabas end? Tosafot says over here that Chusabas ended. Bris Abbas didn't end because that's a promise on the pasuk. Zchartis Bris Yaakov Bris Yisrael Abbas Bris as right that the promise of Bris being recorded remembered is forever. But the Chusabas there's an element of Chus that. That it ends. The Tosafot brings that's what Reynolds Thomas says. The Re says that Thomas Chusovus means for Rishoyim, for Tzaddikim, it's Loi Tamer. And therefore the Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan saying Tochen, the Tov for the Tzaddikim was for Tov, but didn't mean Tamis Chusavos, but on the Tzaddikim's forehead. It meant Tochen Chusavos. The Tov on the Rishoyim meant Tamis Chusavos. Odessa says that the phrase schus obis is the word zachus, purity. So the reason why we're able to connect into the obis is because some of the purity of the obis, the zachus of the obis, is still in us. So what the Mora is saying is that the promise of the obis, the priest obis, is still there. But the zachus, the purity of the obis, which was given over from generation to generation, thereby allowing us to connect into the obis in a very direct way, that has ended. I can't just evoke the name of the obis and therefore receive special treatment. It's because I have some connection to them, I have a right to get that treatment. So when did that end? Memesai Tamas Chusabas, Omer Rav, Mimois Hoshea ben Beiri, from so the Navi Hoshea, no. There were two Hosheas. One was a Melech Yisrael, one was a Navi. Which one was which? I think this is the Melech. Shenemar, no, I'm not sure. This is the Navi going on the Navi. Shenemar, Eglas Navlusol, a name Me'ahaveh. I'm going to Bereshim. It's going to be Megala, the embarrassment of Klal Yisrael in front of those who love her. And nobody's going to save me from them. So Me'aveh is referring to the others. They can't save her anymore. Shmuel Amar Me'mechazol. Shemar, who's that? Shemar Chazol Melech Aram. Lochatz Es Yisrael Kol Yemei Yehochos. Till now, the Rishon is never going to throw us away. So Tom learns that Shmuel says the Rishon says Naman Brisoy. In other words, up till now, the Rishon didn't send us away, and now the Rishon is being merachim because of the man brisoy, because of the promise, but not because of the schus. Today it's going to be known and not any further. So the Bereshit promises to the reference is referring to Chizkiyo, that Bereshit promises the Bereshit is going to be making the Kisei David. But what's going to do it? From now on onwards, it's the Kines Hashem Tzavokos which is going to do this, but not the Schus of this. Zog Rashi. Chesam shel Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. No, Mishal Yaseinu Miyadi. Shein oid schus la'avis shachlu. The schus avis is no longer there. Shachlu, it's been consumed. V'yiv v'nalayim l'man b'yisrael es Avraham. V'loi hashlichem me'alpanov me'alato. Amikan ve'elich hashlichem v'lepon el brisavis. For this point and onwards, Rashi will send them away. Rashi does not differentiate between brisavis and schus avis. And the brief service will not be effective anymore. Where Rashi learned. So Tosfos again said that. So the Ri would say that for the tzaddikim it worked, but the Rishoyim that it doesn't work. And whatever that's what learned because the purity is apparently missing in the Rishoyim. Shem l'kei Avraham, l'kei Yitzchak b'Yisrael hayamim v'ara shata zecher bris Avraham. Now it'll be publicized that you are zecher bris. Yaakov, it ended. Now, Rashi's Karsha, Lechara, Chazal was lived in the time, Elisha was the Nabi when Chazal was the Melech Aram. If it ended B'Melio, how could be evoked at the time of Chazal? Through tefillah, a person can still, through special tefillah, rachamim, that chazavas can still be evoked. It's not automatic. From this point and onwards, it's going to be kinas Hashem tzavokas, the barasham is being mekana la'amoy, not al tzchusavas. Okay. Omer Rabbi Omer Rav Ami. Eid bich bisa b'loy chetz v'en yisurim b'loy oven. Bereshim only gives these things. It doesn't give it, you know, as a test, as a way to remember a person's schar. But it comes because there's some element of that the person deserves it to the person in some way. And misa b'loy chetz tziva nefesh chetas he tamus. Only nefes chatas is tamus. Bein lo yisab avayin ohov, vavol yisab avayin abein, tzirka tzadik olov, tiyye, v'rishas rosha olov tiyye. So the puzzle says clearly that he gets it because he deserves it. En yisrim b'lay avayin duksiv, v'kada de b'shev v'pisham, v'na go'im avayin om. So the person is, their pesha and their oven is given with a shevet, meaning like a makah, or punishment. Let's see, Rashi. Right, so that's the Mechleikas. That's the Mechleikas. The other Mandamber, the other Mandamber said there's a concept called Yisurim Shalava, and that's in Brachas in the first parak, the Mar brings the same sugya. I'm not sure why there's an Amar Machan over here to it. And all the Mandamber says there's something called Yisurim Shalava. Misa comes because of the chait. They come as perkidas oven. Why'd you give the punishment to Misa? It's not a Marishan. He doesn't deserve it. In other words, if you're saying that it has to come as a punishment, that it has to be deserved, so what he did was not such a significant thing that he deserves Misa. So Bresham answers, Mitzvah Kala is a Mitzvah Kala, but Tzivisiv, I commanded him directly. Is even a Mitzvah Kala, if it's a direct command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an element of rebellion and not listening, and that's not good. So he deserves to die. Amalei v'alei Moshe v'Aaron shekima kol tarkula v'meisu, they died. Amalei, the Bryce says, that the Bresham answered back, mikra echad la-tzadik v'l-rasha la-toyv, l-ifnei al-kima la-shir la-toyv. So the mikra echad applies to the tzadik, to the rasha, to the toyv, la-tahor, la-tamei. So the toyv is referring to Moshe, Moshe name is Tuvia, the Torah is referring to Aaron. They all get the same punishment. So what he wants, Bresham says, yeah, it's a good time, but everybody gets to die. That's it. Which means there is misa b'lechet. That's what this bryse. In other words, in that which they did the chet of Mei Meriva wasn't deserved enough that they deserved to get misa. So they're called mikra echo. That's the reason why it happens. So it's a kasha and Rav Ami. Some more answers. Who damer ki hai tana? He's going like a different bryse, different tana. The tanya if Shimon Elazar Omer Af Moshe Aaron bechet a meisa shenemer yan lehiman to be. Had you been himantim, you not the chet meiriva, you would not have died. So you died because of the chet, because of the chet. Meisvei, Bryce says arba meisu be'et yeshal nachash. Four people died without any averas. The one died because of the fact that Adam had accepted the advice. Adam and Chabad accepted the advice of the Nochash. Ve'elohen, who these four people who died because of the Itish of Nochash? Ve'elohen, Binyamin, Ben Yaakov, Ramram, Avi Moshe, Vishai, Avi David, Vikilov, Ben David. So these four people were totally pure, and they had no hate, and they died anyway because of the Itish of Nochash. Vikula was Gemara, of the four, three of them are bishes based on Masara. The Varma Yishai Avi David, his source is a pasuk. So the Mor is going to prove that this is even like Shimon Lozer, which says Moshe and Aaron were died with their chait. These four did not, and it's a kash, and the Mor says it's a yup to the Ravami. That is true. I think it's probably just like Rashi and Chumash. It's a reference of COVID. I want to point out who he was. You pointed out. It's a good question. I want to think about that a little more. Let's hold it here. We'll see. We'll see this more with Rashi.